It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the second quarter of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawksmith and Greg Pickle coming back to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We have some more news from the weekend. And really, I don't know if this is news from the weekend, Greg, but we didn't get a chance to talk about it because I think
it's news from whenever we want to make it.
Yeah, exactly. We decide here. We got control of the microphones. Sometimes we have control over the microphones. Since you took a two-week nap, we didn't really get a chance to get into Julian Fleming and that whole situation and what your expectations are. So I really wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, his May 31st announcement. You look at his crystal ball on 24/7 Sports. It's presumed that Ohio State is the pick. You know, I'm waiting to see. Like, you're always looking at, okay, who's making the 24/7 picks? So Steve Wilfong is one.
That
of
could
them.
Be a whole segment in and of itself. Just how what reliable, right? Yeah,
yeah. So really, for Penn State, there's only two that really matter. One is Steve Wilfong, who's the director of recruiting for 24/7 Sports. He put in a Ohio State pick for Fleming a long time ago and has not backed away from it. There's momentum with a lot of others. You know, you look down the list and you see like the Ole Miss recruiting insider, and it's like, okay, does his opinion really come into play here, or is he just kind of jumping on the bandwagon? So that's what you're looking for. The other one is Sean Fitz, obviously, from Lions 247, who has not apparently had enough crystal clear information
right.
to back away from his Penn State pick. So I think the second that Sean Fitz flips his pick from Penn State to Ohio State, then I will be a firm believer. For now, that looks like it's probably the pick.
Yeah, I mean, I will say this, that obviously, you know, there's still, what, a week, 2 weeks, a week and a half, give or take, to decide where Julian Fleming wants to go. But let's be honest, I don't think it was a mistake that Brian Hartline, the receivers coach out at Ohio State, was the only college football coach that attended the District 4 track meet where Julian Fleming picked up a couple of gold medals. I think he maybe set a state record in something or came darn close to it. He was doing the 100, the triple jump, and the relay. And I believe he may have qualified for states in all three of those, or at least two of the three. So we may see Brian Hartline pop up at Shippensburg next week as well, or this coming weekend as well, for some track and field action again. But I don't think it was a mistake or a coincidence that he was the only coach there. I think that sort of everyone knows how this one is going to end. I wouldn't put it past Penn State to maybe give it one more push. Maybe James Franklin swings by the school or something like that. But, you know, in the end, Penn State, for whatever reason, seemingly had a good lead in this one, and then Hartline and Ryan Day swooped in and pretty much sealed the deal. You know, Brian Hartline, this is not a David Corley issue in a complete sense, but Hartline was at the game, state title game that Southern Columbia won, and so was Penn State's coaching staff. It was everyone, of course, is still on that staff, but David Corley. And I just can't help but think that the regressed play of the receivers last year played a role in this. So I don't think it's the end-all, be-all by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think Julian Fleming said, well, those guys dropped a lot of passes, so I'm going to go to Ohio State. I don't think that's, you know, a big piece of the pie. But I think it'd be silly to think it's not some part of it, that this Penn State offense took a bit of a step back when Joe Moorhead left. And whether Ricky Ronnie and, you know, Jared Parker and these guys can improve the offense, I mean, it's a long way to December. There's no doubt about that. We saw it once already with Micah Parsons and some other guys who've been in the same boat as well, where they commit and then they start looking around and they start wondering about things. So I wouldn't write it off just yet. However, I do think that it's going to be Ohio State for Fleming on the 31st when he makes his decision. We still don't know how he's going to make that decision, but, you know, it'll be a spectacle, I'm sure. And then time will tell from there. So obviously a big blow for Penn State. I mean, these are tough ones for me. I don't know about you, but it's hard. You don't want to overreact and call it a disaster and a debacle and everything else, but kind of is, isn't it? I mean, this was a guy that Penn State was supposed to land for, you know, the time they started off recruiting him, what, 4 years ago now? This was the guy they were supposed to get. This is the guy they're supposed to lock up, the top player in Pennsylvania. They were supposed to get him, and he was supposed to help them get over the top. And at least for the time being, it looks like that's not going to be the case.
So a couple things on that front. at the end of the day, so I don't know what mattered most to Julian Fleming when it came to his recruitment. And it seems like he has a very strong connection with Brian Hartline. So if there's a strong connection there, and Penn State was not able to even come close to matching that, and that connection to his future position coach was a big deal in his recruitment, then, you know, Penn State was playing from behind because whether you can explain it away or not, Penn State has its third wide receivers coach in 3 years. And, you know, like it came at a time when Julian Fleming's recruitment was in a key spot. I would also say, and we had, you know, from Penn Live, John Bogey was at the District 4 track meet and was able to confirm. I would have loved to have been there to overhear the question and how it went, but that Julian Fleming no longer has a girlfriend on Penn State's campus.
And that's another one that's weird for me to kind of get into, because do we really...
I hate talking about it.
I do, but it's a part of this story. Yes. And, you know, he's talked about it before, too, that, you know, when we talked to him at the Mr. PA Football Award banquet... you know, he had talked openly about the fact that, well, you know, I'm not always going to Penn State to see the football stuff. I also have a girlfriend that goes there. So that's a part of this as well. But that's pretty much all the more I want to talk about it. But yeah, at the end of the day, for Penn State, there's that phrase again. People hate that I endlessly say that. I hate that I endlessly say it, but it's just a crutch that I use.
At the end of the day, it's your favorite phrase. You know?
Pretty much, buddy. Really, it's a blow for Penn State, but like we talked about, you know, we're going to talk about, I guess, there's some other wide receivers on the board still, but there's simply no way around the fact that Brian Bressy and Julian Fleming were supposed to be the centerpieces of this class that could help put Penn State over the top. Obviously, Bressy's off to Clemson. It looks like Fleming's going to go to Ohio State. Yes, there's a very long time until December when these guys can sign.
Right.
Both of them are pretty committed, is not the right word, but principled is not either. But I have a hard time seeing either of them backing away from their initial pledge.
I don't think Bressy's backing away at all. And the fact that Clemson looks like they're going to have about 42 five-stars in their 2020 class wouldn't make me want to back away either. Fleming might be a little bit more doable, but you're going to have to make a push. And I'm not sure what it's going to take. You know, I think Ryan, there are some variables there. Ryan Day in his first full season as head coach. You know, what if the wheels come off? What if there's some instability? What if they have some bad losses early? And the list goes on. What if the offense isn't what it's cracked up to be? What if they get another couple five-star wide receivers? You know, there's a lot of stuff that can happen. I wouldn't say it's probable or anything, but Penn State's going to keep shooting its shot. And Penn State has lost a couple guys in this situation where, not that, you know, Southern Columbia to Columbus is a great distance or anything, but this is still Penn State's backyard, and they're still going to keep hammering that, and they're still going to check in. If Penn State gets off to a hot start, and, you know, if they can get him on campus for the whiteout, or there's still a glimmer of hope with Fleming, I think much more so than Brian Bressy. We mentioned last week, I mentioned it earlier in the show as well, we have a special announcement from GoPSURV.com. For both the home opener against Idaho and the second game of the season against Buffalo, either weekend or both, if you want, you buy one RV, you get a second one free for the same game. You show up on Friday, you leave on Sunday, you tailgate the entire weekend, you go from one tailgating experience, take a shuttle towards Beaver Stadium, you get another tailgating experience, and you really do not have to stop tailgating for 48 hours. So that's right, you can invite more friends to the GoPSURV.com lot, more family, twice the fun. To go with the buy one, get one deal, there's a free 409 tailgate club meal for everyone in your party, whether you bought the RV or whether you tagged along for the free RV. This deal's good through the end of June, so you have, what, about 6 weeks or so to get in on it. It will make for an awesome Father's Day present. Bring him along, make him drive to the game, whatever, just as long as dad's part of it. Make him do all the work. You go to gopsurv.com, you reach out to Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for this great deal. Once again, 1-800-519-8467 or gopsurv.com.
Speaking of 48-hour parties, we're going to get one of those this weekend with Memorial Day, right? Is that the word?
That is the word. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you brought this up, Greg. We will not be recording next Monday for our edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Ross, Andy, and Bob will be back a little bit later in the week, but Greg just popped in once, and then he's going to be gone for another 2 weeks, and then we'll all be back after that to really make that push into summer training camp and get into the thick of breaking down this roster. So the weekend visit, it was a big weekend. There was 20 plus kids on campus. You're never quite sure what to expect as far as commitments and that kind of thing, but it seemed like some genuine progress with some guys.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think that you saw Penn State, again, we talked a little bit about it, put out some offers this weekend, you know, learned that Keandre Lambert's going to visit in June. I think that's a pretty big deal. Obviously, he's a guy from Virginia that's been looking around for a while and has had Penn State on the mind frequently. Two 2020 offers, one the four-star athlete RJ Moten from New Jersey. He's a guy that I think is going to play in the Big Ten. Michigan could be the ultimate winner there. Somebody else maybe, but maybe it's the Lions as well now that they're on board. He can do a little bit of everything, play running back, receiver. He can play defense. So however the Penn State or the school that he picks wants to use him, they'll be able to. The other offer, Christian Fitzpatrick, three-star receiver out of West Bloomfield, Michigan. Penn State's been active with Michigan guys, especially from West Bloomfield. Lance Dixon is from West Bloomfield, but he's not at the same high school as Christian Fitzpatrick. There's a couple of them there in that Michigan town. But anyway, they offer him. I think it'd be hard-pressed to say that it's not a direct reaction to the Julian Fleming news. Obviously, they were waiting for Fitzpatrick to get to campus, and maybe they were going to offer him anyway. I think you're talking about three receivers in this class, so Penn State's going to have to get him from somewhere. And then the other two visitors, Henry Gray, four-star corner out of Florida, and Daryl Porter, three-star corner out of Fort Lauderdale. They will visit on June 22nd. Jaywan Sider leading the way there. Penn State's going to get some guys out of the Sunshine State. Wow, it's not my morning. Every cycle. And I think that these two guys are decent candidates to maybe at least be one or two of them.
You should just type what you want to say into some voice recognition software.
And some mornings it feels like it could be easier. That's right.
I thought we'd have more time for this, but I wanted to bring it up anyway. Sean Clifford ranked number 10 quarterback in the Big Ten by Athlon. I get it. But I think it's just a matter of time before that ranking proves to be pretty low.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. I think that, again, the unknown about him is the same as it was about Tommy. So I can understand why Clifford is ranked that low. However, I do think it's maybe just a little bit surprising simply because of the fact that he is, you know, a program record holder already. I know that from the outside looking at, none of that stuff matters, but I feel like he's done enough things in games, and he was a four-star recruit and all that to maybe be a little bit higher up the ladder. But that's how you're going to see Penn State viewed in the context of how they're going to be this year. I think you're going to get a lot of people that say, we don't know what this team's going to be. We don't know what its quarterback is going to be like, and therefore we're going to put him a little bit maybe lower than they should be.
Yeah, he's got to go out there and prove it on the field, which I don't think there's any reason to doubt that he will. So we're moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're going to get back to our player profile series, starting with one of the spring sensations, Noah Cain. Stick around.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.